Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with Dr. Tim Urban, longtime Brain Trust member, 7, 8 years now. He's been joining us. His new book is called Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. DrTimUrban.com, DrTimUrbin.com is the website. And Tim, you got a video on that website?
Jim, I do, and DrTimUrbin.com. And by the way, I started a blog a while back, and really the subject we're talking about today is the topic in my blog, and all the blogs are archived, and a person can go back and see what I've been writing about.
So check that out. We're talking about a three-step process, a three-step system that Tim has developed for making sure if when you're associating with somebody new, you're going to be spending some time with your, especially if you're hiring a key employee, maybe even the CEO of your company, or maybe, you know, a lot of times you might be a volunteer of a nonprofit. You've been asked to hire the next director, right? It could be that kind of thing. The first thing we talked about was character. And competence is a big deal. You should be able to tell, as you said, how they're going to do going forward by how they did in the back, right? In the past.
Best predictor of what a person can do is what they have done. And that's why when I'm interviewing somebody, I go into great depth about what a person has done. And I look for evidence that they've done the kind of things that we need done going in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if we had sat down with President Obama back in 2007 and ask him about his background? I mean, what would we have learned? You know, was there evidence that he had been able to do the kinds of things he would do as president?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what the press is responsible for, right?
Well, it's what they're supposed to be responsible
for. That's right. No, and the point is, we're not picking on him, folks. The point is, the man isn't competent to be president. And he just doesn't have the skills. It's not, this is not about being mean to him or, you know, he just doesn't have it. We've had other presidents who weren't competent to be, it was not just him. I mean, who weren't capable. And
by the way, some people make a strong case that governors make better presidents than senators.
Yeah.
And the reason is because the governors had to run something.
They've been CEO of a state.
Exactly.
They've been held responsible for a budget, and they had to work, oftentimes they had to work with an antagonistic legislature.
Exactly.
So, but back to your list here, you know, character, competence, what they've done in the past is a big deal. We'll tell you what they do in the future. To wrap this up for us and give us a little track to run on to if we're going to do this ourselves.
Well, a person will eventually be who they really are. In other words, all of us can look good for an hour. I mean, that's the point of an interview. You know, you put on your best suit and you look good and you're well-spoken and so on. But the idea is to get past that initial impression, to find out what a person's really like, to find out what their character's like, to find out, you know, how confident they really are. And so I think if we put people through enough interviews and so on, they'll eventually manifest who they really are. By the way, Jim, one thing I really strongly believe, you know when the best time to fire somebody?
When?
It's before you hire them.
I like that.
So, yeah, and that's why we need to do a good job. And I'm often surprised at how lazy people are when they're hiring other people.
Right. Oh no.
So they just small
business owners are the worst.
Yeah, and they just, you know, they go in, they ask a few superficial questions, and they're surprised when they discover the person isn't competent. But they could have surfaced, if they'd been a little more disciplined, they could have surfaced exactly what that person was like during the interview.
There are two or three reasons why this doesn't happen, Tim. Number one, most small business owners don't know how to interview someone at this level. No offense, folks. It's just you got to admit you don't have the experience. Usually, the people I know haven't had the experience, and also sometimes you have to put a fine point on things in that 3 hour period of time, you put a fine point on a lot of things, didn't you, when you were interviewing those people, and they don't feel comfortable putting that kind of fine point on things, especially if they think they're going to work with them sometime. And so this is the reason why your clients are smart to bring you in as a third party to be a sounding board for them to uncover the truth and report back to them. And you get to be the bad guy, so to speak, if that's what's required. And then you go away and they either hire the person or they don't hire them, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I really do two things. One is I often am brought in to give kind of another opinion, another voice from the outside. I don't have anything immediately invested in the person or the job. And so I'm able to be a little more objective. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I try and urge people to do a better job of interviewing. And I give them some techniques for interviewing.
Yep.
One of the techniques I really like is to look for evidence in their background that they've in fact done what the job requires.
Right.
If we're going to ask a person to lead a manufacturing team and they've got to make something and they've got to get mm-hmm. people to collaborate across different lines in the manufacturing plant, let's find out what that person has done. Have they ever done it? Just because the person thinks they might be good or might be goodwilled, doesn't make them qualified.
One thing I'd like to point out though is give me character and intelligence and attitude. I can teach them what I need them to know.
Well, that's exactly right. Ideally, in the best of all possible worlds,
but sometimes you don't.
If a person has a great attitude and they're smart and they're willing and humble, you can do a lot with that person.
Hey, Tim, I need the website again one more time.
DrTimIrwin.com, DrTimIrwin.com. Lots of great free stuff.
Check it out, folks.
New video.
Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me.
Tim Irwin, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.